Investor lesson number 9. Each plan has a price. What is the difference between the plan to be rich and the other two core values? I asked. The difference is the price, said Rich Dad. There is a tremendous price difference between a financial plan to be rich and the other two positions. You mean the investments in the rich financial plan cost more money? I asked. Most people think the price is measured in money, but if you look closer, you'll see that the price is not measured in money, it's measured in time. And of the assets of time and money, time is really the more precious asset. You see, almost anyone in the Western world can easily become a millionaire if he or she simply follows a long-term plan. But again, most people aren't willing to invest the time. They want to get rich now. Investor lesson number 10. Why investing isn't risky. People say investing is risky for three main reasons. First, they have not trained to be investors. They are book smart, but not financially sophisticated. Second, most investors lack control or are out of control. My rich dad used this example. He would say, there is a risk driving a car, but driving the car with your hands off the steering wheel is really risky. He then said, when it comes to investing, most people are driving with their hands off the steering wheel. Third, people say investing is risky because most people invest from the outside rather than from the inside. Most of us know intuitively that if you want a real deal, you have to be on the inside. When Rich Dad listed the three core financial values, he said, it makes perfect sense to invest from the outside when you invest at the secure and the comfortable level of investing. That is why you turn your money over to a professional you hope is closer to the inside than you. But if you want to be rich, you have to be closer to the inside than the professional to whom most people entrust their money. Investor lesson number 11. On which side of the table do you want to sit? When I was between the ages of 12 and 15, Rich Dad would occasionally have me sit at his side while he interviewed people who were looking for a job. At 4:30 p.m., which was the time he did all of his interviews, I would sit behind a large brown wooden table in a chair next to Rich Dad. Across the table was a single wooden chair for the person being interviewed. I saw grown adults asking for jobs that paid $1 an hour with minimal benefits. I also saw people with college degrees, even several with PhDs, asking Rich Dad for managerial or technical jobs that paid less than $500 a month. I asked him, "Why do you want me to sit here and watch people ask for jobs? I'm not learning anything and it's getting boring. Besides, it's painful to see grown-ups so needy for a job and money." Rich Dad sat still at the table for a moment, collecting his thoughts. "I've been waiting for you to ask this question," he said. "It hurts me too, and that is why I wanted you to see this before you got much older." Rich Dad took his legal pad and drew the cash flow quadrant. "You are just starting high school. You are soon going to be making some very important decisions about what you will be when you grow up, if you haven't already made them. I know your dad is encouraging you to go to college so you can get a high-paying job. If you listen to his advice, you will be going in this direction." Rich Dad then drew an arrow to the E, employee, and S, self-employed side of the quadrant. "If you listen to me, you will be studying to become a person on this side of the quadrant." He then drew an arrow to the B, business, and I, investor side of the quadrant. "You've shown me this and told me this many times," I replied quietly. "Why do you continue to go over it?" "Because if you listen to your dad, you will soon find yourself sitting in that solitary wooden chair on the other side of the table." He reminded me that it is essential to be an investor first, no matter what your choice of profession.